Good evening, panel. My question is directed to Michael, please.
The panel first of all, and then we'll come to Michael Wilkes. Michael's spoken.
Well, okay, I'll direct it to the panel then. It doesn't really matter whether or not the cost is $10 million, or $20 million, or whatever it is. I'm going to ask you, please, individually, and I would prefer Michael to be the first to answer this, please. If it were your money, Michael, would you actually spend it on identity cards rather than National Health Service?
Well, the panel will answer that, and I will start with Robert, because Michael has justified
cost. Cost is an issue, so Robert, your response to that.
Well, your piece is an easy answer, I suppose, if you give is no. But just briefly to flesh it out, if you like, because Michael's made some interesting points about ID fraud. You know, this is one of the big issues. I think it's the current reason for ID cards. It does change. I think that those are the following rate. 50 million, now that is the right figure, but you know, I do a bit of work in this area in the courts, and 2 billion is being claimed falsely from the Department of Work and Pensions. And false identification is not the issue. It's people failing to declare the fact that they're in work, failing to declare their proper marital status or their family circumstances. That's the problem that we have. We're talking about 1/40th of the problem when it comes to benefit fraud. So don't get too hung up on that, please.
Okay, Justin, would you like to comment?
In terms of would I spend the money on the National ID card scheme on the NHS? NHS, yes. If I had a choice on tackling the issues that the Labour government's trying to sort of package it in, it would be, as I said before, building more prisons, drug rehab, and actually having a properly resourced and a forward police.
Michael, finance, the cost of this does worry me, doesn't it? And then that's one of the key news stories to come out, that it's going to cost billions. That frightens people because it's just extra cost to the penny in the pocket, the pound in the pocket.
Well, of course it's going to cost me, but it's not a question of either or. It's all very well for Rob to dismiss £50 million worth of savings if we can get them. But they're worth having. Clearly, we've got to finance the NHS. This government has actually done more than any other government that finances the NHS on proper footing. So it's not a question of us undervaluing that or any of the other things that people want to spend money on. In the end, there will be savings for individuals because it will be much easier to prove their identity, as we will all have to do in a whole variety of areas.
Where will your savings come from? Because at the moment, my perception is it's an additional cost rather than this will save you money because you don't need a passport.
There are savings directly to the tax. We can channel this question of benefit for what is right. It is a small proportion of the overall amount, but there are significant savings to be made, and that we should make them. But there are also savings to the individual. For example, if you're picked up and taken into a police station, it will be much easier to validate your identity quickly and securely and get out of that police station. That's worth a bit of time. Multiply that up. That is a significant saving to the individual. So I think these trade-offs are more complicated than you may suggest. But the fundamental security that you should have with this, that if, and this is what both Prime Minister and Home Secretary have said, that if the public, not government judges it, but if the public come to see that the ultimate costs are unreasonable, we will not proceed. Precisely for the reason that you're getting at, because you have to have these things in balance. There is a cost in which it is not sensible to proceed with this scheme. There must be. And for that reason, you're right. But we're not at it yet.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take a question. Okay.
And my answer is a straight no. But I'm just wondering, like, I'm the authors of a statement which was made today by Andrew Ronson regarding the NHS Central Records. And he is an employee of the Houston, the system providers for the National Health Service Centralised Record System. And what he said, and this is going to cost £6.4 billion, it isn't working, it isn't going to work, and nothing further from the truth that the scheme will deliver to the transformation of the NHS. Now, that is a comparatively small scheme compared with the full ID scheme. And if that isn't going to work, then the centralised ID scheme and
central register is certainly not going to work. And that's not from Manner, not from any politician, though. It's from an ID expert who's already engaged on a similar sort of exercise. So, you know, I wouldn't risk any of my money, and I think it's a disgrace that taxpayers' money is splashed around so easily and without sufficient consideration by the House of Commons in particular, who are responsible for implementing. And could I say to Michael that the clause of the bill, which insisted that the Commissioner should report to Parliament, wasn't made by the House of Commons, the elected House of Commons, it was put in by the House of Lords.
Can I start? First of all, can I ask you also why you believe that particular one IT expert and doesn't believe all the other IT experts who said that he's wrong?
Well, he is in charge of the scheme.
he is a consultant on the scheme. Read the press passage on the scheme. He is not in charge of the scheme because it's just wrong.
He is in charge of the scheme.
Not.
Caused many people to commit suicide and has cheated mothers out of about £2 billion that they should have had if the system had worked properly. My God, if it can't work to get Evan Evans to pay up, how is it going to manage 60 million people?
The issue of finance, which I mean, the assumption is the system's not going to work. I guess that was the case for many, many developments in technology over the years. And if we decided, okay, we don't think it's going to work, we won't invest, we wouldn't be where we are with IT today. So, on the assumption that the system would work, would it be worth spending the money?
I work in IT and these schemes can be very expensive and the effect of the government hasn't been very good for development projects. So certainly in that respect it would be a waste of money. But certainly if we're looking at the problem supposedly, what the ID cards are going to address, and we said, well, we need to spend some money to address these issues, so we say, well, we have to spend some money, that money would be far better spent on the systems we already have in place, like the security services and the police. More police on the streets, the security services work, they have safety laws already in place, perhaps they could be looked at again, they have an existing system. So if you were to spend money on systems to address, again, benefit shortages was mentioned earlier, again, it's not identity, it's circumstance where benefit fraud comes in. So identity is a red area, completely pointless. So, investments in the police, investments in techniques, and I suggest we bring in, give power, instead of giving more power to the police, like the 90 days and all the rest of it, which the government seems to want to impose upon us, and introduce the police state by the back door, that we should be giving more power to the judiciary, so that people can be tried and found guilty when guilty, innocent when innocent, and given appropriate punishments when found guilty, and not give more power to the police and to the state. So I wouldn't spend money on the IT cards, of course.
Can I just ask anyone in the audience, if there was a copper bottom guarantee that the system would work and IT cards would be effective, would anyone agree that it would be worth spending the money? So the question now is, I mean, you blame the government because IT doesn't work, but actually it's the IT, you're an IT database expert. Why don't you get the system to work? Because that's your expertise, getting them to work.
Right. First of all,
the
system is not Is it? I probably stick off in a quiet voice. Yeah. Oh, the people at the back are dozing off. There are some IT systems, recently released IT systems within government departments that work. One of them is actually the database where the biographical data is supposed to go for the National Identity Register at the moment, the CIS database. That was rolled out very, very quietly with a properly prepared project plan. Everything was done as it should be, but it was also incredibly focused and incredibly small scale. This isn't focused. It ought to have been, but it isn't. And it is in no way, shape or form small scale. What we have here, more than anything else, is an assumption that there is only one way to cure a problem. We've had a number of very valid points from Michael Wills. Things have happened in the way of global terrorism, but I grew up in Coventry, which has a very large Irish population. It's just down the road from Birmingham, which has a very large Irish population. During the Troubles in the 70s, when I was a child, the IRA weren't having any problems at all getting into our country and blowing my friends up. We didn't need an ID card. We don't need one now. From the point of view of central access to services, yes, great, there's an argument that we should spend some money on it. But according to the government's own statistics, 80% of us have already had a passport at some stage in our lives. Most of us have already got one now. Why don't we spend some of the money on getting the other 20% to get passports? That's our central ID sorted. We don't need a database that's going to accumulate every last bit of data. And with the money we save, let's spend a bit of it on making sure our borders are secure. Let's spend a bit of it on making sure that we have proper reactions to crime. And let's spend a bit of it on the integral services that every last man, woman and child of us needs. Partly the NHS. I could definitely do with an NHS dentist in our area, for example. But let's not waste this stupid amount of money on something that isn't focused, isn't well thought out, and is quite frankly a jaw-encrusted sledgehammer designed to crack a very small nut.